Hello?
Mr. Haldeman?
Yeah.
General Walters on the line.
Okay.
Mr. Haldeman, sir.
Dick?
Hi, this is Dick Walters.
Hi. Congratulations. You're legitimate now, huh?
Thank you very much. Not yet. I haven't been sworn in.
Oh, well, I think you'll pass that one, all right.
Yeah.
If you can get your hand up.
Yeah.
We've got a logistic problem. I wanted to get your advice on the trip to Moscow. We've got to stop someplace on the way to spend a night.
Yeah.
And then to make the flight into Moscow.
Yeah.
Trying to think of whether there was a U.S. base somewhere in the Mediterranean or in the European area there that would be a suitable place to do that.
The only place I can think of offhand is Rota.
Rota?
In Spain, yeah.
Where is that? What part of Spain?
Rota is down near Cadiz.
Near Cadiz. Is there anything in Mallorca?
No base.
No base in Mallorca?
No base in Mallorca. There's a good airfield, but there's no base. The Navy has something at Sigonella in Sicily.
Sicily would be a problem.
East coast of Sicily, near Catania, Catania. The Navy has an airfield there.
With a base? I mean, with, you know,
yes,
housing facilities?
Yes, there are ground-based people there.
Yeah. But Rota would be the best, huh?
I think Rota might be the best. Either one. I don't think, you know, there's a terrible lot to choose one way or the other between them.
Yeah.
Neither of them would be fairly pleasant at this time of the year, and the chances of weather good.
Okay, it doesn't make it, other than just adequate flying weather, it doesn't matter because we get in there in the evening, spend the night, and leave the next morning.
So. Yeah, of course, we have a big installation in Naples, as you know.
Naples is a problem, though, on housing.
And there's also the...
And also you got the Italian
election
screw up, yeah.
Well, of course, that would be a problem with Sigonella, too.
Yeah.
In Sicily.
Yeah.
I would tend to fall back on Rota, which is, you know, a Navy base in southern Spain, away from the big cities.
It'd be that or else going into Switzerland or someplace and staying, you know, at commercial facilities.
Yeah.
Which,
what about Iceland?
Iceland's too far away.
Too far away.
Too long a flight into Moscow, and then you got all the time going against you. We've got to get into Moscow at 4:00.
Yeah. Oh, I see. So you have to have, you know, a relatively proximate place. And
so we've got to be...
That about knocks it down to either one of the bases in Germany or Rota.
Germany's a problem, too.
Yeah, because of a lot of psychological factors.
Yeah.
Looks to me like Rota. Or the Azores. The Azores is too far up.
Oh, the Azores is too far, too. That's the same problem.
Yeah.
You're 6 hours out.
Yeah, it looks to me like Rota. And you got a big time factor running against you. You got a 3-hour time factor even from Rota running against you.
That's only 2 hours from Spain.
The time change I'm thinking of.
Yeah, it's only two.
It's only two?
Yeah.
I thought Spain was on the same time as England. And then Central Europe and Eastern Europe.
All of Europe is apparently only 2 hours off of Moscow.
Oh. Well,
France, Switzerland, Austria.
That makes it tolerable. Rota perfectly tolerable.
It'd be about 4 hours flying time.
Yeah, there's also an Air Force base up in Saragossa, in northern Spain. And there's another Air Force base in Seville at Moron, M-O-R-O-N. So, I don't know, those would seem to me to be the ones to explore.
One of the Spanish bases, okay.
Unless you want to stop in France somewhere, which is innocuous and wouldn't offend the Soviets.
Okay.
And might happen to make a little money with Pompidou, you know.
Well, except that you'd have to meet with Pompidou, and then you're meeting with one of your allies on the way in.
Yeah, true. Okay,
and
I guess you're driving back to the Spanish bases.
Middle of the NATO problem and all.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
Thanks, Dick.
Welcome. Bye.